Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Friday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield, and boy, do we have a full show for you today. We not only have a fantastic set of teachings by Derek Prince on spiritual warfare, but we're also going to be visiting with a very special man here at the latter end of our show. You know, I did some flying this past week, and going through security at the airports was a pretty interesting experience. I'm sure many of you have experienced it. The security is so tight, and we're at a time when they're requiring you to get rid of things that you've brought and really making sure that you're not getting on the plane with anything that could be destructive. And you know what this is? It's our nation defending itself against terror. It's our nation defending itself against harm. And you know what? There's a principle in the scripture, first the natural and then the spiritual. And it could very well be that we are able to learn some things about spiritual warfare from this natural warfare, this natural defensive posture that we're taking as a nation. Because the fact of the matter is that we have to know how to use our defensive armor. That's exactly what Derek is talking about today. In a powerful teaching from Ephesians 6, 13 through 17, Derek is going to teach us how to use the defensive armor that we must have to fend off our enemy and then, of course, prepare for the offensive assault that will guarantee victory. So let's listen to Derek Prince now as he teaches us about our defensive armor.
In Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 17, Paul lists six items. First, the girdle of truth. Second, the breastplate of righteousness. Third, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel. Fourth, the shield of faith. Fifth, the helmet of salvation. And sixth, the sword of the Spirit. So far, we've dealt with the girdle and the breastplate. Today, we're going to study the next two items, the shoes and the shield. Perhaps I should begin by giving you some kind of description of the kind of shoes that Roman legionaries usually wore. They were strong, heavy sandals with thongs to keep the feet in place, and they usually also laced at least halfway up the calf with leather thongs. They were a very important part of the legionary's equipment because they enabled him to march long distances at speed. This gave him mobility. It made him available to his commander at the time and the place where he was needed in the battle. So I want you to think of shoes as providing mobility or availability to your commander, the Lord Jesus Christ. They make you mobile. They make you available. This became very real to me from my own personal experience. As I've mentioned before in these talks, for 2 years during World War II, I served with a hospital unit with the British Army in the deserts of North Africa. And there were times in that service, while we were working with an armored division, that we were very close to the enemy lines, sometimes at night. And in the desert, it's not easy to know exactly where the enemy lines are, because the whole war is very mobile. In such situations, our commanding officer always gave orders that we were not to take our boots off at night. We were to sleep with our boots on. Of course, the reason is obvious. If there's a sudden emergency in the middle of the night, you're usually not at your best anyhow when you wake out of sound sleep. And if you don't have your boots on and it's dark and there's confusion all around you, you can spend several valuable minutes groping for your boots, trying to put them on, trying to lace them up. Whereas if you have your boots on, you're instantly available. You see, the key is availability or mobility. Now, this is true of the spiritual counterpart that Paul speaks about in our equipment as Christians. The shoes or the sandals are called the preparation of the gospel. In other words, it means being ready with something. I believe that as Christians, we are obligated to have an intelligent understanding of what the gospel is. Many Christians claim to be saved and born again, but they can't give any intelligent account of how they got saved or how someone else can get saved. I believe preparation includes study of the Scripture, memorization of Scripture, ability to communicate intelligently the gospel message. That's preparation. Then again, notice that Paul calls it the gospel of peace. It's a gospel that produces peace of heart and mind in those who believe it and obey it. Now, there's one thing very certain about peace. We can only transmit peace to others if we have peace ourselves first. We can't transmit something that we don't experience. We can talk about it. We can theorize, but we can't transmit it. There's a very significant passage in Matthew 10, verses 12 and 13, where Jesus is giving instructions to the first disciples when he sent them out for the first time to preach the gospel for themselves. This is part of the instruction that he gave them. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. Notice that significant phrase. When you go into a home, if it's deserving, let your peace rest on it. Impart your peace to it. Let me ask you frankly, if you go into a home, do you have peace to impart? You can't impart something that you're not enjoying yourself. Let me give you a little example of how this might work. You're a lady out in the supermarket doing your grocery shopping, and perhaps just in front of you or just behind you in the line for the checkout, there's a lady who's obviously on the verge of a nervous breakdown. She's nervous. She can't handle herself. She's all jittery. And God directs you to help her. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, come to church on Sunday morning? That won't meet her need. If you had to say that, you wouldn't have your shoes on. Having your shoes on means you're ready to do something right then and there when God directs you. What are you going to have to do? First of all, you've got to have peace. You've got to let her feel that you've got something that she hasn't got and desperately needs. People can feel peace in other people. I've seen that many times. Secondly, when she reaches out for that peace, you've got to be able to tell her in simple, non-religious language just how she can find peace. You've got to be able to communicate the gospel to her. So that's the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. The next item that we're going to speak about is the shield of faith. In the Greek of the New Testament, there are two different words for shield, two different kinds of shield. One is a small circular shield, shaped more or less like a large round wicker basket, a flat basket. The other one is taken from the word for a door, because it's shaped somewhat like a door. It's a long rectangular shield. That's the kind of shield that Paul speaks of when he says the shield of faith. A properly trained Roman legionary could so use that shield of faith that when he held it in front of him, no part of his body could be reached by the missiles of the enemy. It protected him completely. That's the door-shaped shield that protects the whole person. That's the kind of faith that Paul is speaking about when he refers to it as a shield. You see, when we go out against Satan, if we begin to cause him any trouble, you can be sure he will counterattack. First and foremost, he may counterattack us ourselves. So we need to have a shield that covers us, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our finances. He'll attack any area he can reach. And if he can't attack us, he'll attack those closest to us. If you're a married man and a minister, the first thing that Satan will attack is your wife. It's almost to be guaranteed that's one of the ways he'll get back at you. You have to have a shield big enough to protect everything for which God has made you responsible. Your own person, your family, and everything that God has committed to.
What I love about Derek's teaching on spiritual warfare is that it's not all about armor and weapons. It's also about love and peace and the things that we're battling for. There's so much more to come as we continue on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
there's only one thing worse than having a deadly enemy. Having one and not knowing it. Now, in a new book from the writings of Derek Prince, you'll find one of the most comprehensive explorations of Satan's strategies and tactics you will ever read. In Lucifer Exposed, The Devil's Plan to Destroy Your Life, you'll gain powerful insights into the enemy's schemes and discover the spiritual keys to thwarting those attacks and walking in victory. This brand new book from Derek Prince will help you uncover Satan's strategic plan to destroy your life. In Lucifer Exposed, you'll find how to disarm the devil now, so you can experience success in every area. To order your copy of Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Stop his plan. Order Lucifer Exposed. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield, and here on this Friday, this end of the first week on our Spiritual Warfare series, we are nailing down the understanding of our defensive armor and the role it plays in our spiritual lives. Let's listen now as Derek Prince continues to teach us about our defensive armor.
When we go out against Satan, if we begin to cause him any trouble, you can be sure he will counterattack. First and foremost, he may counterattack us ourselves. So we need to have a shield that covers us, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our finances. He'll attack any area he can reach. And if he can't attack us, he'll attack those closest to us. If you're a married man and a minister, the first thing that Satan will attack is your wife. It's almost to be guaranteed that's one of the ways he'll get back at you. You have to have a shield big enough to protect everything for which God has made you responsible. Your own person, your family, and everything that God has committed to you. I learned this lesson in a very vivid way once. I'll try to relate it to you briefly. I was ministering to a woman who had a demon of suicide. At a certain point, she'd received a very definite, dramatic deliverance. She knew she was free. So I praised God. Next day, she came back to see me, and she related this remarkable incident. She said that just about the time she received her deliverance, her husband was driving along the highway in his open pickup truck, and their German shepherd dog was standing, as the dog always loved to do, in the back of the truck. For no reason, while the truck was traveling at high speed, the shepherd dog suddenly jumped out and was instantly killed. The moment she told me that, I understood that something had happened. I understood that that demon of suicide which had left the woman had gone into the dog. See, Satan attacked the nearest thing he could reach, and I learned a lesson that I trust I'll never have to learn again. Whenever I minister deliverance to people, I always claim the protection of faith and of the blood of Jesus over everything that's connected with them. And that kind of thing has never happened to me again. But there was how I learned the importance of the shield of faith, that great door-shaped shield that protects everything God has committed to us. You see, faith is mentioned twice in this list of the armor. The breastplate is faith and love, and the shield is the shield of faith. But I believe faith has to be understood slightly differently. The breastplate is faith for our own personal righteousness. But the shield is faith for protection and provision for ourselves and all whom God has committed to us. It's the thing that covers everything. I learned this in a vivid way also at the beginning of this radio ministry. When I got launched into this radio ministry, it was remarkable how many things simultaneously went wrong in the office and in the production. Equipment that should have functioned perfectly suddenly ceased to function. Personnel became sick. Messages went astray. Kind of confusion broke loose in our usually well-ordered setup. And then I realized I had to stretch out the shield of faith. Satan was counterattacking. He couldn't reach me personally, so he attacked something that I depended upon, those who supported my ministry. And I held out the shield of faith. I rebuked that power of confusion, and peace and order were restored. So once again, I learned the lesson we have to hold out that shield of faith for full protection and provision.
One of the things I never want to forget that Derek just said is that Satan will attack you. He'll go after anything that is precious to you. Knowing this is often the beginning of spiritual warfare. In the studio with me now is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett, a man who not only is the great administrative visionary head of Derek Prince Ministries, but also has known Derek's ministry for years and years. Dick, great to have you with us.
Good to see you again, Stephen.
Now, this series on spiritual warfare is not just, you know, just a haphazard one of a dozen teachings that Derek did. It was something very close to his heart, wasn't it?
Well, it was one of his strongest topics, and it's such an important topic for us today. The irony is that throughout Christendom and the church, it's one of those topics that's avoided, actually. And for Derek, who waded right into the middle of it, for him to take it on was really a tremendous service to the body of Christ.
You know, what fascinates me about Derek's teaching on this and other subjects is how mainstream they become now. You know, having written the biography of Derek Prince, I know that he took a lot of heat for some of the teachings that he did in the early days. And now, as I've said before, I've been to mainstream churches, Presbyterian, Baptist, you know, what have you, and they talk about spiritual warfare, and they talk about the very things Derek did. But boy, when he first came out with these ideas, I mean, whole denominations rejected him, didn't they?
Yeah, it was the topic that everybody shied away from. And as I said, Derek just waded right into it in a very positive way, actually. I mean, we're talking about something that's bringing tremendous freedom to people. And it's ironic and amazing that the church would avoid that, because that's what the church should be about. But Derek covered it not only from the offensive side of things, where you take on the enemy head on and really address things with authority that we have in Jesus Christ, but the other component was the defensive component. And one of the things that Derek focused on that really has helped me, and I think it really is very timely for all of us today, is his teaching on the helmet of hope as one of the defensive weapons in spiritual warfare. You know, the days that we're in right now can really be depressing. We can look at what's happening around us and we can say, man, I'm getting depressed. I'm getting down in the dumps looking at all this. And Derek actually had a bit of an issue with that himself. He really battled depression in his early days in the Christian life. But his presentation on the helmet of hope, you know, nowadays, that's one of the areas that we really need help in, but also we can help one another with. You know, the scripture talks about encouraging one another as we see the day approaching, you know, and certainly we're in those times where we see the day approaching. So we can encourage one another in hope, to hope in Jesus, who is our hope.
Again, there's so much more to come on this very topic as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The supernatural is real, but how Hollywood portrays it isn't. In his classic booklet, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince illuminates the dark side of the supernatural with the truth, line by line. Derek reveals what the Bible says about how demons operate today and your authority over them. Now you can draw on Derek's extensive research and discover that as a Christian, you need not fear demons. In fact, it's your job to drive them out. For your free copy of Expelling Demons by Derek Prince, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Expelling Demons is a thought-provoking booklet that tackles this controversial subject, as only Derek Prince can. Call now to order your free copy, 800-448-3261, or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield, and we are on the Friday edition of a powerful series on spiritual warfare taught by Derek Prince. And in the studio with me now is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett. Dick, great to have you with us.
Good to see you again, Stephen.
You know, Dick, there's a tendency to believe that spiritual warfare is something you only do from the front of a church or in a great big conference or with, you know, a full worship band with people yelling and screaming. But spiritual warfare is really what two people can do. You and I, just sitting, you know, sitting down over pizza, can sense do spiritual warfare. We can strengthen each other. We can even just grab hands real quick and deal with some stuff, you know. It doesn't have to be a big production. It certainly needs to be played out in friendships and families and Christian companies, things of that nature. And that's what I love about Derek's teaching, I have to say, even though I risk overpraising him at times, but I love about his teaching that when he teaches, it becomes so practical and seems like the kind of thing you can do in your PJs, you know, that kind
that's
of
right.
sort of a natural way of talking about it.
For Derek, it was very matter of fact, and that's what I loved about being around him as well. I mean, he talked in terms of things being just, you know, the salt and pepper, the meat and potatoes of your day following the Lord. And you know, Derek talked about things that were considered by others to be extraordinary, but he talked about them in a very natural way. You know, one of the phrases that my father-in-law used that I love is when he talked of Jesus, he said this, and it's so simple that it's profound, but he said that Jesus was naturally supernatural, and he was supernaturally natural. And so what that leads to is exactly what you just said, us sitting down, encouraging one another, and all of a sudden the Lord breaks in and we see something spiritually that really gives us an edge over the enemy and his work in our life, just through talking and through having fellowship with one another. So Derek was a master at that, and we all benefited from that kind of input from his life and ministry.
Dick, I love that you can bring information from your in-laws and from Derek's life. Thanks for being with me.
It's great to be with you, Stephen. Thanks so much.
And for those of you listening now, we want to make sure that you log on to the website at derekprince.org. That's where you'll get audio streaming of the shows that you're listening to and many, many others like it. That's where you'll find out about podcasts. Also, we have a free resource for you. It's a booklet called Expelling Demons. And boy, is it one of the great themes that came out of Derek Prince's life. This is available to you free because Derek Prince Ministries is about resourcing you to walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ. So be sure to log on to the website at derekprince.org. You will want to be with us on Monday. We're going to continue the second week of this series, powerful series on spiritual warfare. Don't miss it. For Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, thanks for being with us, and join us on Monday as the legacy continues.
There's only one thing worse than having a deadly enemy. Having one and not knowing it. Now, in a new book from the writings of Derek Prince, you'll find one of the most comprehensive explorations of Satan's strategies and tactics you will ever read. In Lucifer Exposed, The Devil's Plan to Destroy Your Life, you'll gain powerful insights into the enemy's schemes and discover the spiritual keys to thwarting those attacks and walking in victory. This brand new book from Derek Prince will help you uncover Satan's strategic plan to destroy your life. In Lucifer Exposed, you'll find how to disarm the devil now so you can experience success in every area. To order your copy of Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Stop his plan. Order Lucifer Exposed. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org. Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can get a free copy of Derek's booklet, Expelling Demons, when you call. It's our gift to you for spending time with us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.